Hello, everyone. Welcome to the December 28th, 2014 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. So, let's take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's in store in the heavens for December 28th to January 4th and beyond? There are changes happening in the heavens this week. All three of the inner planets, Mercury, Venus, and Mars, will be changing signs. The first up is Venus, which moves out of Sagittarius and enters Capricorn on Monday, December 29th. Venus in Capricorn is the planet of agreement in the sign of practical results. The romantic, pleasure-seeking quality of Venus gets somewhat restricted by the sober, efficient Capricorn energy. Perhaps the hedonists will object. The New Year's party might not be as outrageous this year. While in Capricorn, Venus comes under the influence of Jupiter, which is transiting in Cancer on the opposite side of the zodiac. Both of these planets are natural benefics. They represent more desirable features of human existence. But when two benefics interact, you can get too much of a good thing. Venus is the planet of pleasures. Jupiter signifies increase. The result is indulgence. But Jupiter is retrograde now, which holds back on some of the excess. And Capricorn's serious, hard-working quality should keep Venus in check. On another level, Venus is the planet of guidance and counsel. Jupiter is wisdom, ethics, and law. So the mutual influence of these two planets will hopefully have some beneficial results during the coming weeks. Mercury and Venus have been transiting together through Sagittarius for the past few weeks. A couple of days after Venus moves into Capricorn, Mercury will follow. On Wednesday, December 31st, Mercury leaves Sagittarius and is again with Venus, but now in Capricorn. Mercury is the planet of ideas and reasons. Venus is love and devotion. Mercury is the media. Venus is guidance. While the two planets were in Sagittarius, the sign of personal truth, people have been devoted to their own versions of events. And the media brought us a steady diet of supposed guidance. This has been obvious from all the coverage of the righteous reactions to the recent tragic killings. But now, with Mercury and Venus coming into Capricorn, the flavor of the energy pattern changes. Capricorn is a practical earth sign that wants to set achievable goals and attain real results. Venus plus Mercury in Capricorn will be more focused on pragmatic ideas that can be put into practice. Meanwhile, with Jupiter on the other side of the zodiac, we can hope for some of the energy of wisdom to get sent over to Venus and Mercury. Jupiter is retrograde, which tends to make the planet more contemplative. The planet of wisdom, retracing its steps in the zodiac, means finding wisdom in the past. Another thing, Mercury will actually be in Capricorn for quite a spell. Usually the thinking planet races through a sign in less than 3 weeks. But since Mercury will be going retrograde in January, it won't be leaving Capricorn until March 8th. So the planet of ideas, in the sign of practical goals, influenced by the planet of wisdom, will continue for quite a while. On Sunday, January 4th, Mars changes signs. Mars has been in Capricorn since late November, and now it enters Aquarius. Mars in Aquarius is the planet of action in the sign of the social revolutionary. So you can expect that the calls for humanitarian reform will get even louder in coming weeks. Mars will encounter Neptune, the planet of dreams and imagination, also transiting in this sign. Neptune has an idealistic side to it, Thus, more energy for bringing out the Aquarian desire for social change. But Mars and Neptune are not necessarily a good combination. Neptune is also the planet of misunderstanding and deception, which, when added to Mars, the planet of action, indicates that there will be deliberate attempts to mislead us. Mars is also the planet of impatience and wants to get going now, which, with Neptune, can lead to miscalculations and other types of undesirable results. Before Mars leaves Capricorn this week, it will be in an exact opposition to Jupiter. This happens on January 1st. The planet of attack has been influencing the planet of prosperity for the past several weeks, and this week the energy comes to a peak of intensity. It doesn't help that Jupiter is in a retrograde phase, therefore not operating normally. The most obvious manifestation of this energy pattern has been the financial consequences of the drop in the price of oil as it affects countries whose economies are so heavily dependent on oil revenue, such as Russia, Venezuela, and Iran, all of which are having to make major adjustments to their financial outlook for 2015. Another quality of the Mars-Jupiter opposition is that Mars is action, and Jupiter is beliefs, morals, and ethics. Thus, someone's actions are in conflict with another's beliefs. The manifestation of this energy pattern has many examples lately, perhaps the most obvious being police activities, that's Mars, versus the need for justice, that's Jupiter. So, basically what happens is that Mars, which has been in Capricorn since the end of November, will be replaced by Venus and Mercury, which have been in Sagittarius since early December. Likewise, the Mars-Jupiter opposition, or mutual aspect, will be replaced by a Venus-Mercury conjunction opposite to Jupiter. So this sounds like a good thing. Venus and Mercury are much more benign than combative Mars. So overall, Jupiter is going to be happier with this arrangement. Therefore, Jupiter's significations should improve. Both Jupiter and Venus are Brahmanic planets. Jupiter is Guru, the planet of wisdom. Venus is the planet of guidance and counsel. And Mercury is the communications planet. Okay, that'll do it for this week's show. Thanks for visiting astrologynewsreport.com. I'll be posting updates during the week, as usual, on Twitter @AstroNewsReport.